coalition of Capital Region municipalities and organizations has received funding from the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, NYSERDA, to create a regional sustainability plan as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Cleaner, Greener Communities program. Doug Melnick is director of planning for the City of Albany, a leader of the initiative.
We cover 8 counties, Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, Warren, and Washington, and we were overseen by a steering committee made up of local governments, institutions, residents, and other experts in numerous fields. So after this past year, basically, of working on this regional state sustainability plan, we have a draft that's completed. And what we're looking for is people to really take a look at all aspects of the plan. Ideally, if everybody can read all of the plan, that'd be great. Or if there's specific sections that are interested, there'll be an opportunity for people to provide feedback directly online as well as through our various social media outlets or via old-fashioned mail.
Public workshops held throughout the 8 counties and online yielded hundreds of strategies. Key goals include the establishment of sustainability and land use policies and reduction of greenhouse gas emissions 80% below 1990 levels by 2050. NYSERDA President and CEO Frank Murray explains the agency's decision-making role as regards the final version of the plan due to be submitted in February.
Staff will review the plan to assure that it's in compliance with the statement of the work of the solicitation that we put out on the street to fund these plans. In fact, we want to make sure that they do or have done what they said they were going to do. And then the next thing we're going to do is we'll review the plan to verify that each of these regional teams has used the data baselines and methodologies that we had provided them so that all the regions are calculating the savings, particularly the greenhouse gas emission reductions, from the same assumptions. And after we've gone through both of those processes, we will then send the plans back to the various regional teams for whatever revisions are necessary.
The plans then become the basis for each of the regions to submit specific projects in response to the subsequent solicitation NYSERDA will put out next year. Tom Crowell, Director of Outreach and Resource Development at the Columbia Land Conservancy in Chatham, expects to see positive results once the plan is approved and implemented.
The state has dedicated $90 million of implementation funding to take the ideas in the plan and create a competitive process where the best ideas for creating a more sustainable New York will move forward. So it's sort of mirroring the regional economic development councils, which have gotten a lot of press. The governor has worked hard the last couple of years on those, and this is taking that process and creating a similar parallel process for green investments in the state.
Citizens are encouraged to weigh in during the draft comment period, which runs through January 14, 2013. NYSERDA expects the actual implementation grants will be handed out in December 2013. There's a link to the plan on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.